Svarno Parsha Shmini. So the Parsha begins with bringing the Karbanos on the final day of the Miluim. And it says, so Klai Yisrael should bring a certain Karban to be a Yiroi Aleichem, Kvod Hashem. So the Svarno just points out, the Shechina had already appeared in the Mishkan. This was just to get out of the, in other words, to see Hashem's Shechina outside the Mishkan, like eventually happened, the Pasuk, in Pasuk Chav Gimel. It says, that Hashem's presence was revealed to everybody. So Hashem's Shechina had already appeared in the Mishkan, but this is to bring Hashem's presence outside the Mishkan, so you bring these extra karbanos. And as we're going to see, that's really the goal here, is that the Shechina shouldn't be only in the Mishkan, it should go to all of Klal Yisrael. Okay, the next thing that the Svarno talks about is this the chait of Nadav and Avihu, the sin of Nadav and Avihu, that they died bringing a ketores. So, the way this foreigner understands that sin is that they thought that just like after you, on a normal day, you bring the carbon tamid in the morning, and that brings the Shechina, as it says, Olas tamid l'doroseichem pesach al moed v'nei Hashem isha'i v'eid lachem shama. That's in Shmos perek chavtes pasuk mem beis. So when you bring the carbon tamid, so that brings the Shechina. So they thought, and we know a ketores comes after that every day after bringing the carbon tamid in the morning, you bring the ketores. So they thought, okay, now Hashem said he's going to reveal his Shechina to Klal Yisrael, so must be we need to bring a ketores. And they had not been commanded to bring that ketores. Then the Svarna says, even had it been appropriate to bring that ketores, it was a chait to bring it because they were horu halacha, they were mora halacha b'fnei rabam. The Gemara says that the sin of, one of the possibilities of the sin of Avihu is that they were mor halacha b'fnei rabam. They told the halacha to Moshe, who is the Rebbe, you're not allowed to paskin a halacha in front of your Rebbe. Now the Gemara's explanation there of what halacha they paskin is not what the Svarno says. The Gemara there says that they paskin that you have to bring your own fire. And the Svarno is saying that the halacha that they paskin was that you need to bring, sounds like what he's saying is that the fact that you need to bring a carbon ketores at all was the halacha that they were more lefnei rabbim. But anyway, he's just saying that the Gemara says that they were more halacha lefnei rabbim, so that's his explanation of it. The fact that they brought one, and that was inappropriate, because even if they were right, it's like being more halacha lefnei rabbim to bring it in front of Moshe without Moshe saying so. Then it was also interesting when they die, it says that they brought them out b'chuto nosam el michutz lamachne. Now, why does it mention that they were in their clothes? So Rashi says, mentions they were in their clothes because to tell you that they weren't burnt themselves, it was just some fire went into their noses and killed them, but their bodies were fine. That's what Bechutan Osam teaches you. The Svarno says, it's the teacher, they didn't bother taking off the ketones because the ketones already became tamei. Since Nadav and Avihu had died, they were metamei the ketones, so they didn't bother taking off the ketones because it had become tamei anyway. Which sounds like that they were buried in this. In other words, they never took it off. It was tummy anyway, so what are you going to do with it? So they just buried them together with the ketonos, which is interesting. Okay, then it said that all of Klal Yisrael would cry for them, meaning Aaron, a Kohen, since he's the Kohen Gadol, and all of them, the rest of the brothers that were alive, Aaron's sons, should not be misabil, because they were Meshuach, they'd been anointed with oil, so they're like a Kohen Gadol. And a Kohen Gadol is not Mizabil. He brings Karbanos even when he's an Onein. So they went to Maisa Abelus, and it said, that's why it says, V'acheichem kol beis yol yuchku esas reif asher sarf Hashem. So the Svarna explains that two great tzaddikim died, and it's not right that nobody should cry over them, so that's why Klal Yisrael would cry over them, so there wouldn't be any lack of Kavanah Meis. Okay, then the end of the Parsha has, towards the end of the Parsha, it has the dinim of kashrus, of what animals you can eat and what birds and all that, which are mutter to eat. So it says, the Svarno says, that what's the connection between what happened at the beginning of the Parsha to what's going on now? Why all of a sudden talking about what's kosher and what's not kosher? So the Svarno explains that at Har Sinai, they got a high level of Ruchnius where the Shechina could be with them at all places. Like, The Shekhinah would be with every Jew, not just in the Mishkan. It would be with every Yid. And then at the Chet HaEgel, they lost this. That they were Meser Edyam Me'alehim. This Edyam is some kind of Ruchnias thing that they had gotten at Ma'an Torah, that Hashem's Shekhinah could be with them everywhere, without any Emtzai, he says. Like it says, B'chol Makam Asher Yaz Gira Shmi Avo Hilech Avirachticha. And the Sforno says, very importantly, that's what it'll be, La'asid Lavo. That the Beis HaMikdash, it's true, there'll be a Beis HaMikdash, but the Shekhinah will be with us everywhere. Or maybe the Beis HaMikdash will make it that the Shekhinah will be with us everywhere. I don't know exactly. But anyway, that's what he says, that this, the lower level is, in other words, after Chet Egel, Hashem was not interested in his Shekhinah being with us at all. And then Moshe with his tefillah and whatever, so we got to the level of, that we had a Mishkan. And Hashem's Shekhinah would be with us in the Mishkan, with tikkunim like that. With the Mishkan and the Kalev and the Karbonos and all that, we'd get the Shekhinah to rest with us through the Mishkan. But the goal is that Hashem should rest with us without any emtzoi. And he says that will be last level. Again, I don't know exactly how to explain that, because it will be by a shlishi, maybe, that's levels, or maybe through the Beis HaMikdash happens. Whatever it is, last level, Hashem Shekhinah will be with all of us. As it says, and he quotes a pasuk over here, that says, V'nasati mishkani b'sochachem v'lo sigal nafshi eschem, that my mishkan will be with you. Anyway, the way to get to that level is to be nizar from machalos asurus. Why is that? I'll just read his words. B'chein ra'a l'sakin mizgam. For us to be a kli, to be a vessel, to be able to receive Hashem Shechina, it has to be she'yiyu muchan le'or b'ar chayim ha'nitzchim. And in other words, that we should be able to get the Hashem's nitzchistic light. Zeh b'tikun ha'mezonos v'atalodah, to fix our food and to fix our bodies, that we should, because they're metamias, the tamei foods. And therefore, by staying away from them, we remain kadosh. And also we talk about other bad things. By bad, I mean tummy things. You know, it's not just that. We also talk about tumah v'tahara, like an avela. All tumas we're supposed to stay away from now, or not. Kohen doesn't need to stay away from kachem if he's not eating. Even a kohen doesn't have to stay away from tumas nevela, unless he's going to be going into the Beis HaMikdash. But we do have things that are asa to us, that are nida, zava, yaledas, those kind of things. And that's also to keep us tahor. But the Sforno points out that there's a difference. There's sometimes you find a lashon of tuma that, like, you have by nevela or by chayat meya, and then sometimes you find a lashon of shikutz, altashakzuva, like shikutz, disgusting. See, he says, probably counterintuitive to what you would think, but he says tuma is when it's a stronger tuma. That is, when it's metame, not just you and your soul, but it's also metame by touch. Like if you just have a nevela and it touches something, right, it makes it tame. You don't have to ingest it. And there are other things that by touching it, you don't become tame, but by ingesting them, you would. Bird or non-kosher fish. I'm talking about two, they don't have a tuma by touching them. A non-kosher bird or a non-kosher fish or a non-kosher grasshopper or even a regular sheretz that's not from the Shmona Shratzim. So when you touch it, or even the Shmona Shratzim while they're alive. Anyway, those type of things that are tamei when you eat them, not just when you touch them, that's called shikutz. And if it's so tamei that even by touching it, there's a tuma, then it calls it tuma. It's like a stronger way of talking, it seems. And why all this? The end of the parsha tells you, "Ki Hashem, Amala Eschem Eretz Mitzrayim Liyusachem Delkim." That's the pasuk at the end of the parsha. Because I am Hashem, I took you out of Mitzrayim to be for you for a Hashem. I'm just going to read you this far now. V'roy lachem shtasu zeh hishtadlo tzis kadosh v'liyusim kedushim. It's fitting for you to do this effort in keeping kosher. Kedil hafik ratoni, that you should be mapik ratzon, we should be mirutzon in the eyes of Hashem. Hashem should like us, so to speak. Be happy with our actions. Ki amnam kavanasi kasho tesis chem eretz vayim hayu kdish tasigu ze sheyele chem elokim bilti emtzai. That's the point I was trying to get to. That the reason I took you out of Mitzrayim is to reach the level that I will be your Hashem without anything in the middle. Like we said at the beginning, Hashem Shekhinah will be with us straight. All of Klal Yisrael Hashem Shekhinah will be with. And you should be holy and eternal. Bihidamoschem, how? By being similar, Eli, bihidamoschem, Eli, bemidos, bemamoskolos, in your midos and in the thinking. So, that's at the end of the parasha, if you want to look it up. I think it's a pretty strong, powerful thing. That Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim for Hashem Shechina to be with us, and that we do by being similar to the Ribbono Shel Olam, bemidos, bemoskolos, ki kadosh oni, and I am holy, so we have to be holy.